where at evening the moon and stars would shine bewitchingly, while fragrant blossoms glistened with dew. So the street dreamed on, past wars, calamities, and changes. Once most of the young men went away, and some never came back. That was when they furled the old flag and put up a new banner of stripes and stars. But though men talked of great changes, the street felt them not, for its folk were still the same, speaking of the old familiar things in the old familiar accents, and the trees still sheltered singing birds, and at evening the moon and stars looked down upon dewy blossoms in the walrose gardens. In time, there were no more swords, three-cornered hats, or periwigs in the street. How strange the denizens with their walking sticks, tall beavers and cropped heads. New sounds came from the distance. First, strange puffings and shrieks from the river a mile away. And then, many years later, strange puffings and shrieks and rumblings from other directions. The air was not quite so pure as before, but the spirit of the place had not changed. The blood